Just about a minute after 8 o'clock, a Monday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. And as we do each and every Monday, we are delighted to welcome into the Artist Corner from the Sawdust Art Festival, its marketing director and our Laguna Beach art historian, Frankie Duchesne. Welcome, Frankie.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
How are you this morning? Well, you are those things.
You're very kind. I wouldn't say I'm like the historian of Laguna or anything, but I do like Sawdust history.
Okay, so let me just, and I'll turn to Fernando for this. You brought in an amazing artist, Fernando McKelly. Yes. If anyone asks about any art that has taken place that doesn't have to be at Sawdust, right, you've got the answer. You generally have the answer, so thank you very much. And thank you very much for bringing a Fernando in. Fernando, by the way, is a longtime resident of Laguna Beach. You're a member of the Laguna Plain Art Painters Association. Did I get it? I may have been confused in what I was saying there. But welcome, Fernando.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. And delighted, A, to have had the conversation off air with you, which was fascinating. The audience, you really should have been here for that. But we were talking basketball, too, as well, by the way. We'll get into that in a second.
Warriors.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck. I think they got a shot against Sacramento. I really do. I think,
yeah,
you know.
I think it'll be an exciting 7-game series.
Yes.
How's that?
I actually predicted Warriors in 6.
Ooh,
but, yeah, okay. 7 could be right. Let's talk about plein air painting, if I can. I'm fascinated when I see people doing it along the coast. It's one of the lovely things about living in this community that you can walk up and down the coast and see magnificent art being created right there in front of you. The mood that you have to be in, do you have to be in a certain mood, or does it transform you once you're out there and you're starting?
Question. I never heard that one before. But
thank you. I'm going to have you pull that a little closer to you.
Yeah, the plein air is really, you don't have to be in any mood. You just have to be able to accept your surroundings and what you're seeing and respond to that. But it's also about the application and the technique that allows you to pull light from whatever physical objects that you're painting. Say you're painting a seascape.
Right.
You're documenting a little bit about what you're doing. You're seeing the day and the time and the experience of what you're seeing, but you're also attempting to draw from on a two-dimensional object,
right,
a three-dimensional, you know, panorama or feeling of the space you're in. And nature has a lot to do with that.
Right. And the site, for instance, if I were to take you here to Pearl Street, if we were just to go every day for a month to Pearl Street, you would never come up with the same painting twice.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. Because I always attempt to approach a painting a little differently,
right,
at any one time.
Uh-huh.
And what that does is it creates an opportunity for me to like improvisational jazz, and ability to pull out of a piece that you're starting in a different way, pull it together that forms the experience that's happening at any one moment. If it's foggy, if it's brilliant light in midday, right, if it's an evening.
I love the jazz reference.
Yeah,
I really
jazz,
do. That's a great analogy.
Very improvisational.
Would you say light? It's all about capturing the light of the time of
it
day.
It is, yeah. But you know, we have our stages, so there's a process happens where you put your darks to lights, mm-hmm, thin to thick paint, and that process allows you to then see what adjacent colors or application of white or not, you know, just chromatic like saturated paint. The contrast between the darks and the lights and the, mm-hmm, saturation allows that that experience and the illusion of light.
Right. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
I would imagine having to capture that, especially on site, you have to work really quickly.
And it's a quick,
right,
process.
Right. So would you finish the entire painting, or would you just try to capture as much as you can in that moment? And then finish it off site. Is that something that you would normally do?
I generally try to do 90 to 95%.
Right.
And then I'll take it indoors because ultimately that's where the painting is going to live,
mm,
indoors. Right. It's not an outdoor painting.
Right.
at the in the end. So then I'll adjust the painting.
Let me stay there for a second. So you start with darks first.
Yes.
Okay. So all plain air painting starts with darks first?
Your dark shapes. So it's okay. Like a, if you ever heard of yin yang or a notan, which are Japanese or Asian
right.
influence, it's the dark and light a composition, because composition is like 80% of a painting. Right. It's the design of a painting that allows you to have an interesting painting, first of all, right. and to create an illusion of space.
Right.
So, well, I start with my darks, my dark masses that contrast with the lights and balance and in a fashion that allows the viewer to move through the painting right. and settle their eyes in different spots. And I'll see that early on in the notan, in the contrast mm-hmm. of the darks and lights.
Right. Now, you spent a good portion of your life as a landscape designer, a landscape architect, yes. right? And how does that influence the painting? As now that you're painting, how does that?
I don't know if it influences it a lot, because design in two-dimensional form in spaces for, you know, plazas or high-rises, it's the design and functionality of the space using artistic sensibility to it, but it's not really influenced me in terms of painting.
And has the art that lives inside you, did that influence the architecture more?
I think so, okay. because I've always been an artist at heart.
Right.
You know, I studied in mm-hmm. Florence, and Lucca.
Right. You were born in Italy. Let's tell the audience now.
I was born in Lucca, Italy, nearby Lucca, Italy. It's a little town called Fiano, and about 100 people at most. But I traveled back to Italy after high school, wanting to study and reconnect with family.
Right.
And ended up applying to University of Florence after getting my liceo degree, which is the equivalency of high school.
Okay.
And I wanted to do art at the Istituto di Belle Arti, which is the Florence Academy of Arts and Architecture
right.
there at the in the Medici Palace there nearby.
Let's all say it together. Instituto dei Belle Arti.
Delle Belle Arti.
Delle Belle Arti. Okay. Yeah, I love good. That. All right. Right on. And so when you retired from landscape architecture in 2013?
2014.
2014.
Approximately.
Did you already know that I'm just going to just do art? I'm only going to do it. You already knew at that point what you wanted to do with the rest of your life?
I did not. It was kind of a fluke that, you know, my wife looked at outside at a garage sale that was winding down.
Right.
They threw a French easel on the curb and said, free. And my wife loves free things. Dan. And we ended up, she ended up bringing it home, and I started doing these little 6x6 gifts for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave one to a person that happened to know Greg Vail, who was the then president of LaPapa,
right.
Laguna Plain Air Painters Association. And he said, he saw it and goes, why don't you do plain air with our group? I'm the president, and I'll show you workshops and painting experiences. And I didn't even know what plain air painting was at the time.
Right.
I didn't know what that process was. So I joined up and went to a Jeff Sewell paint out at Back Bay, and I got hooked uh-huh. for the rest of my life, because Jeff was a great teacher and mentor.
So how long before, so you started at Sawdust in 2015, so how long yeah. before that was when you started?
Like 3 months.
Wow.
3 months?
Wow.
Wow.
And that's kind of unusual, I know, because somebody told me, well, you're doing pretty good. Why don't you just try the Sawdust Festival? And Ken Oster's wife, I can never remember.
Paulette.
Names. Paulette
Oster.
Oster. Sorry, Paulette. But
see, there you go. You go. You'll need an answer, and there it is, right there.
A historian.
There you go.
So that's amazing. So you had only been painting for maybe 3 months, and then I threw Gail at you.
I think that's what it happened.
2015. Fernando was interviewed by Gail Anderson at 5:30 in the morning. I didn't know that was really your first.
That was my first year.
Oh, talk about pressure. Talk
amazing,
about pressure. Look
right?
at you throwing him to the wolves right away.
And he was
away.
Amazing, and Gail absolutely loved him. I remember right. that.
That was a great experience. Thank you.
You said something fascinating off air that caught my ear, that you also, part of plein air painting, part of the joy for you is meeting people. And I often, when I'm walking by a plein air painter, I don't want to talk to them because I'm thinking I'm going to interrupt, and they get tired of people going, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'm thinking you get sick of it, but no, that's not the case for you.
You're partly right. In the early parts of my plein air experience, I was learning and really intensely trying to learn technique. Right. And when people came up to me and said, "Why are you painting that roadway that looks like water?" or, you know, some comment, offhanded comment that threw you totally off, it was nerve-wracking. But right. as you progress, you feel like when you paint, you're so in tune with nature, but you're also open to people coming up and letting you pause and settle back and look at your painting and talk about it. That is part of the overall experience.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of plein air painting, is the interaction between nature, people, yourself, your mind and soul.
Right.
Yeah, your body, because you're outdoors. That. Yeah.
He mentioned it's good for the soul, and it appears it has done you very well. Mm-hmm.
I've become a new person since I've painted. I really have. I wasn't as outgoing.
Right.
I was... I wouldn't have done this show, obviously, but I was more, you know, design in landscape architecture is more of a two-dimensional computer drafting on paper, more insular with, you know, working with other consultants and clients, and that's a totally different experience.
So, Fernando, I remember in 2015 you were really shy. I remember that because I remember that was my first real year in my department. You know, I'd been at Sawdust for a couple of years, but that was my first real big gig, was that morning with you and Gail. And you were so shy, and I was so shy. I'm just remembering that.
I was. Mm-hmm. I was a shy kid.
For the audience, by the way, Gail is the reporter. Gail Anderson, the reporter for Channel 5 that does
KTLA,
all of... KTLA, right.
Yeah. And, you know, that helped me a little bit, you know, that whole experience. I mean, everything... allows you to understand yourself a little better when you're experiencing things like that.
You just got back from Hawaii, and you said you completed three paintings while you were there in the span of a week?
6 days.
About 6 days. What's different about the light that you can share with us in Hawaii?
That's interesting. Yeah, it was interesting to see this atmosphere of Hanalei Bay and Anini Beach in the Princeville area of North Kauai. It has a lot more warmth to it. I used a lot more phthalo green and phthalo blues, and it, you know, it was just totally less crisp and more dreamlike, I would say. There's a dreaminess to the atmosphere there.
Okay.
The way you describe it.
I love the dreaminess of it. Yeah. I've been there, and I think you've accurately hit on it. That's it. That's a perfect
it's
description.
Partly because of the Mai Tais and all the
yeah, partly.
It's
yeah.
a little dreaminess. To
yeah.
the whole
I did a thing on Monet, getting a lot of the haze from smog. So this, there may have been a different fog for you. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fog.
and what's your day like? What like for instance today? Will you paint today?
No, I'm going to go back to bed after this experience. I'm not much of a morning person, even though I've had a couple of cappuccinos. So
you've done very well this morning.
But no, yeah, I painted so much the last few days that I think this is the day of rest.
Okay. Mm.
I don't know days anymore. Right. Monday through Sunday, it's all the same to me. So I just, you know, I have my schedule on my calendar looks like a jigsaw puzzle at this stage.
Right.
So I've got to like calm down and take the moments I can
for being
rest.
Retired.
Right.
For being retired. You're
this is retirement.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a joyful busyness though. So it's good for my soul.
And Frankie, he's part of the Sawdust art classes, right?
He is. Yes, okay. He is.
So when are you teaching next?
So his class. Did you want me to say
I don't
that?
Know the schedule.
Fernando?
Yeah,
okay.
I can't remember.
So Fernando's on for, he has a new class coming up called After Dark Colorful Carp in Acrylics.
Yes.
It's interesting because I thought you were an oil painter.
I'm an oil painter.
You're teaching in acrylics?
But I'd rather do that in acrylics. Mm. For most people, acrylics is a little less daunting because it's a quick drying medium. You can apply paint shortly after layering. So I'll approach it in that fashion.
Okay.
So it'll be easier for the novice, but it'll also be a good experience for the more, you know, people that are interested in just technique.
Mm. Okay.
And it's a fun painting. Koi fish.
Mm-hmm. It looks fun. It looks always beautiful. Fun to paint. And it includes wine. It's after dark.
And
it's
wine.
Your favorite part.
That's right.
Includes some
no
wine.
Mai Tais.
So yes, he has two classes coming up in May, one on May 12th and another on May 19th, and they're both on Fridays at 5 p.m.
Yeah, perfect. And are you a patient teacher?
Yeah, except I'm a little bit sensitive to, not sensitive, I should say, I'm a little controlling.
Okay, okay.
And I tend to grab people's brushes and get them in the direction that they need to be
right.
In order to accomplish something that's satifying to them in the end. So
okay.
I am patient.
Right. But if you see, for instance, crazy technique, you're going to go, well,
yeah.
let me grab your wrist for a second and help you adjust.
I'll show them. Right. So I'm an hands-on.
That's what we call it. We call it hands-on.
He's a fantastic, fantastic instructor. He used to teach for Sawdust Art classes before the program shut down.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we will look forward to your class and koi. I love koi. I do love paintings of koi.
Colorful koi.
Yeah. All right. So his dates again are?
His dates again are Friday, May 12th. Sorry, Friday, May 12th and Friday, May 19th,
good
5
job.
P.m. to 7 p.m.
Right. And we've also got classes this week.
We do. We have classes this week. We have classes every week, Thursday through Sunday. Fused glass, we have mixed media, painting. We have a few classes debuting, some jewelry classes debuting.
Ooh.
So for all of that information and the schedule, please, please, please visit sawdustartfestival.org.
Yeah.
And you can sign up ahead of time. And also, I just do want to mention that our tickets for our summer show are available now on our website. So just visit sawdustartfestival.org and pick up your tickets early. We're about 2.5 months out from our summer show.
Nice.
Seems like it's a ways, but
I'm excited.
It's going to sneak up on us.
Right, right.
Looking forward to it.
Really looking forward to it.
Yes.
Forward to it. Frankie Duchesne, as always, thank you so very much for coming in today and bringing in
so
Fernando McKelly. Fernando, a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, so we talked about Golden State. Who are they going to face from the East?
Golden State, I think they're going to face, I'm thinking, it's an outlier. I can't remember the name of the team now, but I don't pick the Bucks, or
So
the Knicks are.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
I
was kind of trying to steer you into a New York Knicks
I was
Golden State
thing. Nervous because I know you're. Knicks. But the Knicks have a real shot at being in the finals. But I don't know.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Know.
That's
There's
why.
A lot of-
that's why we love this time. That's why we love this time of year. Fernando McKelly, Frankie Duchesne, thank you so very much. Sawdust Art Festival, Sawdust Classes, go to sawdustartfestival.org and do it soon because those classes fill up really, really fast.
Thank you.
All right, thanks
thank
both
you so
of you.
Much.
Thank you very much. 8:20 the time.